Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Rational Male, The Player's Handbook, A Red Pill Guide to Game by Rollo Tomassi, is a dating and relationship strategy guide written from the red pill perspective associated with his broader The Rational Male series. Rather than presenting romance as purely emotional or idealistic, the book frames male-female dynamics as something that can be observed, learned, and navigated with intention. Its purpose is practical to translate the author's core concepts, such as sexual marketplace dynamics and maintaining frame, into everyday behaviors and decisions in modern dating. The Player's Handbook emphasizes game as applied knowledge, meaning a set of social and self-management skills aimed at improving attraction and relationship outcomes. It also encourages men to prioritize self-development, personal boundaries, and autonomy, arguing that these foundations matter more than memorized lines or tactics. As a result, the book functions both as a field manual for dating and as an extension of Tomassi's larger argument that men benefit from a more strategic, self-directed approach to relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, red pill awareness as a lens for dating behavior. A central topic in the Player's Handbook is red pill awareness, the idea that men should discard comforting cultural narratives about dating and replace them with a more observational, cause and effect view of attraction and relationship choices. In Tomassi's framing, this shift is less about learning a single trick and more about changing interpretation. Instead of assuming that effort, niceness, or verbal commitments reliably lead to desire, the red pill lens emphasizes patterns of behavior, incentives, and outcomes. This is why the book is positioned as a guide to game begins with accurate perception. The practical implication is that a man evaluates what happens in interactions and adjusts accordingly, rather than clinging to romantic ideals or social scripts. The book also connects this awareness to independence, suggesting that many problems in dating come from putting another person's approval at the center of decision-making. By treating dating dynamics as learnable and often predictable, Tomassi encourages readers to become less reactive, less validating-seeking, and more deliberate in how they present themselves and what they tolerate. Secondly, sexual marketplace dynamics and mate selection pressures. The book draws on a sexual marketplace framing that is common in the Rational Male series, describing dating as an environment where people make choices based on perceived value, options, and timing. In this view, attraction is shaped by competitive context as much as individual compatibility. The Player's Handbook uses this concept to explain why certain strategies fail repeatedly, especially when a man believes that commitment, emotional investment, or persistence will automatically create desire. Tomassi argues that men benefit from understanding how selection pressures work. People compare alternatives, respond to confidence, and often make decisions that reflect self-interest rather than fairness. A related idea in his work is hypergamy, the claim that women tend to prefer higher status or higher value partners when selecting mates, particularly for long-term relationships. Whether a reader agrees with the framing or not, the book's emphasis is on responding pragmatically. Build your own desirability through competence, stability, and social calibration, and avoid strategies that advertise scarcity or dependence. This marketplace perspective is meant to help readers interpret modern dating trends without moralizing them. Thirdly, game as applied competence rather than pickup routines. The Player's Handbook positions game as a practical skill set grounded in social awareness, self-control, and an understanding of how attraction works. Rather than focusing only on scripted techniques, the book treats game as applied knowledge, reading social cues, managing pacing, communicating intent, and avoiding self-defeating behaviors like overinvesting too early. This approach aligns with Tomassi's broader argument that attraction cannot be negotiated through logic or promises. Instead, the reader is encouraged to develop behaviors that signal confidence and autonomy, because those traits tend to influence how others perceive value. The book also frames game as something that operates alongside self-development. If a man improves his fitness, finances, and general life direction, his social outcomes often improve because he shows up differently and expects different standards. Importantly, the book distinguishes game from overt manipulation by presenting it as competence in intersexual dynamics. The ethical emphasis, as typically stated by supporters of this approach, is on clarity, boundaries, and choosing better rather than deceiving. In practice, the book aims to give readers tools to act intentionally instead of hoping attraction will appear through effort alone. Fourthly, maintaining frame, boundaries, and self-directed purpose. Another major topic is frame, a concept Tomassi uses to describe a man's ability to maintain his own priorities, standards, and emotional center regardless of external pressure. In dating, frame shows up as not chasing validation, not abandoning personal goals to secure affection, and not allowing a relationship to become the organizing principle of life. the player's handbook connects frame to attractiveness and to long-term stability. A man who collapses his frame often becomes needy, overly accommodating, or resentful, which undermines both respect and desire. The book, therefore, emphasizes boundaries, knowing what treatment is acceptable, moving on from inconsistent behavior, and resisting the urge to negotiate away core needs in order to keep someone interested. Frame is also presented as a defense against common dating traps, such as pedestalizing a partner, or believing there is only one viable option. By keeping purpose and identity primary, the reader is pushed toward a more grounded form of confidence that does not depend on constant reassurance. Even for readers who question the book's ideology, the practical takeaway is recognizable. People tend to do better in relationships when they have a stable life direction and clear standards. Lastly, abundance mentality and avoiding premature commitment. The player's handbook advances an abundance-oriented approach to early dating, often summarized in red pill communities with the idea of spinning plates, meaning dating multiple women without rushing into exclusivity. The strategic point is to prevent scarcity thinking, which can lead to overpursuit, anxiety, and tolerating poor treatment to keep a single option. By keeping options open, a man is more likely to make choices based on genuine fit and consistent behavior rather than fear of losing access. The book frames this not as a mandate to be promiscuous, but as a way to maintain leverage and emotional balance while assessing a potential relationship. In practical terms, this topic is linked to pacing a void over investing before trust and mutual effort are established, and let commitment be earned through reliability. The underlying principle is that early dating is information gathering, and that exclusivity changes incentives and expectations. Critics may see this as transactional, but the book presents it as realism in a modern dating environment where many people keep options open. For readers, the actionable lesson is to date with standards, keep your life full, and avoid making a stranger the center of your emotional world. In conclusion, The Rational Male. The player's handbook is best suited for men who feel confused by modern dating, who have repeated patterns of rejection or disappointing relationships, or who want a structured framework for improving confidence, boundaries, and social effectiveness. Readers who already know Tomasi's broader work will recognize familiar ideas, but this volume is positioned as more immediately practical, translating big concepts into day-to-day dating choices like pacing, investment, and maintaining frame. The benefits are largely tactical and psychological learning to interpret behavior more clearly, reducing validation seeking, and focusing on self-development as the foundation of better outcomes. Even when a reader disagrees with the red pill ideology, the book can still prompt useful reflection on autonomy, standards, and the costs of neediness. What makes it stand out among dating books is its consistent emphasis on strategy and incentive-based thinking rather than romantic storytelling or purely motivational advice. It also differs from typical pickup-oriented guides by presenting game as a broader competence tied to life direction, not just conversation tactics. At the same time, it remains a polarizing entry in the genre, and readers seeking a more mutual, egalitarian relationship philosophy may prefer balancing it with other perspectives. If you would like to support Rollo Tomasi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.